Is your business protected against the threat of malicious litigation and frivolous lawsuits? Bottled Business Sense provides practical business perspectives that uniquely emphasize legal strategies to protect and ensure the longevity of your business. And whether you're trying to provide a startup business with some level of stability or an established business with foolproof asset and estate protection, Bill Bernard will expose potential pitfalls to ensure the security and growth of your business, free from unwanted expense and the threat of litigation. You'll learn how to implement protection tools equal to those used by today's most successful corporations. Let's join Bill for today's Bottled Business Sense Show.
Hi, everybody. Bill Bernard back with another Bottled Business Sense Show. Today, we're going to talk about business compliance and how you keep your business in proper compliance with the state or with several states. If you're doing business also outside of the state where you form your business entity. Before we get started, just a reminder, you know this show brings you free information. Make sure you always consult with your own lawyer and adapt those specific principles that are unique to your business with what's been said here in general terms. You can find us on bottledbusinesssenseshow.com, where you can watch the video and audio of the business of the show. You can find us on blogtalkradio.com by punching in Bottled Business Sense Show, and of course, listening to audio only. You can download that and listen to it in your car or at your leisure, wherever you may be. You can find the show on WFBLegalConsulting.com in a drop-down box for Bottled Business Sense Show, and you can watch it there. You can also find us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook by simply punching in Bottled Business Sense Show. And of course, we have a monthly newsletter called Bottled Business Sense, which has other articles in it concerning general business and estate planning and asset protection and employment law and other general contractual issues. And you can find that at bottledbusinesssense.com. Just leave out the word show. Today, I thought we would get right into it and talk about business compliance. What is business compliance? Well, it's known as corporate compliance if you have a corporation. If you have an LLC, business compliance is still going to be critical. And it's really to keep your business and your entity in good standing with the state. The specifics you need to pay attention to depend upon the legal structure of your company and, of course, where you're registered to do business. The compliance requirements for LLCs and corporations must meet various different requirements from state to state and sometimes even from municipality to municipality. So it's important that you know what your local and state requirements are. State requirements, of course, you go to Secretary of State website, and of course, your local municipalities have websites as well. The consequences of non-compliance. Well, this is very, very important. I thought what I'd do is I'd make a checklist for you. Number one, you risk piercing the corporate veil and of course that protects your personal assets. Remember, your company protects your personal assets. Your business assets are protected by way of insurance that you have on the business minus the deductible that you might pay. So if someone sues your LLC or your corporation, your home, personal checking account, retirement, savings, etc., could become vulnerable to judgment against your business if you don't stay in compliance. State law may impose fees, late fees, and levy interest on payments that you owe on certain filings and renewals as well. And if you continue to neglect your business compliance obligations, the state may even dissolve your LLC or corporation, leaving you without liability protection and even potential tax benefits that you may otherwise have. So, again, what's your checklist here that you need to pay attention to? Well, here's how you stay in business compliance. One, make sure you have a registered agent. That's someone who is an entity or an individual officially recognized by your state to accept service of process on behalf of your business, meaning receiving important paperwork such as notice of filing, annual reports, or legal notices, or even being served with a lawsuit. By law, your business needs to have a registered agent as soon as you form an LLC or as soon as you incorporate. I simply like to keep track of these filings myself as well. But your registered agent, it's part of that registered agent's job to maintain an awareness of those things as well. So make sure you stay in compliance by, one, having the appropriate registered agent. You can find a list of those by just Googling them in whatever state you are in. Number two, requirements vary from state to state, but usually a registered agent must be a natural person or resident of the state or an entity having a business office and authorization to do business in that state. You know, your business could be considered defunct, again, if you don't have an agent. And then, of course, you're dealing with an alter ego theory where the state basically says you're not a company, you're the individual himself or herself. And now, of course, your personal assets are at risk should you be embroiled in litigation. Next, file annual reports. Many states require LLCs and corporations to submit an annual report every year. Or every other year. In California, for an LLC, it's every other year, and for a corporation, every year. And make sure you know what the rules are in your state to be able to do that appropriately. Next, renew business licenses and permits. If your business needs certain federal, state, county, or local licenses as well, make sure those permits are in place, and when you have to renew them, you need to know that, so you can operate your business in the community in which you reside. Next, very important, keep your corporate meeting minutes. If you're running a business such as an S corporation or C corporation, and I even advise people to do this as an LLC, even though you're not required to do it as an LLC, anytime you hold a corporate meeting, record the minutes of your meeting, capture the details of what you've decided, the time and place of the meeting, who attended, who served as chair of the meeting, and of course, the signature of the person recording the minutes. And that would be the secretary, typically, who also could hold another position as a president or vice president, etc. Make sure you record the details of the decisions you made. Very, very important. So there's about three or four or five things in that section you need to remember. Recording the signature of the person who recorded the minutes, what's been decided, the time and place, and who attended the meeting is very, very, very vital. File DBAs. If you're conducting business under a different name from your LLC or corporation, you can bring it under that entity umbrella. But if it's a different type of business, file a DBA with your local municipality, and do that if you have a website. Because if you're .com on the end of your business name, that's running your business in a different manner and typically requires a DBA to be filed with your city or municipality. And record changes in your articles of amendment. If you change your name of the business or your address, or you've had members come and go, your board of directors are different, make sure you file the proper amendments with the Secretary of State. This keeps you in compliance. And most important, don't commingle your business and personal assets, folks. Avoid shades of gray. Make sure you maintain separate business and checking accounts, separate business credit cards and personal credit cards. And your revenue and expenses should be distinguished in your business from any personal transactions. I cannot emphasize enough how important this simple step is for business compliance and also for making filing of your taxes less taxing. This is really what's going to make sure that you don't, you're not accused of having an alter ego and just simply running a sham company. If that's found out to be the case by the court, then you're going to be personally liable and your personal assets will be exposed. And make sure you register your business in each state in which you intend to conduct business. To legally conduct business in a state besides the state where you formed your LLC or corporation typically means qualifying as a foreign corporation in a state different from your own that you intend to do business in. You'll need to file documentation with that Secretary of State's office. And as in your home state, you may need to also apply for local permits in that other state. From different municipalities, depending upon where you're doing your business. So make sure that you follow all of these rules and regulations to stay in compliance, and you'll be just fine. It's very, very important to do so. Make sure you contact your lawyer. Make sure you speak to him or her about this. And feel free to contact me or whatever lawyer you're working with if you have any other questions. Again, Bottle Business Sense Show. You can find us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. You can find us on WFBLegalConsulting.com, Bottle Business Show, BottleBusinessSenseShow.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com by punching in Bottle Business Sense Show. We will see you next time. Have a prosperous week and make a lot of money in your business. Take care, guys.